I sell chametz tonight for those who are going to Israel. Often I notice I don't come back in time for Mincha, Maariv, and Shul, so I'd like to just discuss with you very briefly some things relating to bedikas chametz tonight. The halacha is that bedikas chametz is supposed to be done arla ba'asar, which means after nightfall, but arla ba'asar means the daytime right after nightfall, when it's still somewhat light. So you should try to do bedikas chametz as early as possible, right after dark, tonight, basically, immediately after Maariv or the like, you should go into bedikas chametz. Because bedikas should be done as soon after dark as possible, so therefore we're more machmir with respect to bedikah than we are for other mitzvahs. We're not allowed to eat with respect to any mitzvah that should be done at a particular time. By bedikas chametz, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that we should not even eat a full meal of fruit. Usually, when we say you're not allowed to eat before doing a mitzvah, that means that you shouldn't eat bread or mezonos. But for bedikas chametz, you shouldn't even eat a full meal of fruit once it's dark tonight. So basically, you should eat, but don't eat after dark. Don't eat anything after dark until bedikas chametz begins. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Also, because it's arla ba'asar, because you should do bedika as quickly as possible, the Ramah writes that even though usually, if I started something before nightfall, like before Kriya Shema, I'm allowed to continue after dark, with respect to bedikas chametz, it doesn't work like that. With respect to bedikas chametz, you have to stop right at the beginning. We recite a bracha when we do bedikas chametz. A bracha is al bi'or chametz. Even though we will not burn the chametz until tomorrow morning, we recite the bracha al bi'or tonight. There are a number of different explanations given, but the best explanation is because in Biblical Hebrew, which the Abu Draham writes is the language that all brachos are said in Biblical Hebrew the word bi'arti means I checked. Bi'arti hakodesh min habayis means I checked through my house and I removed all of the kodesh, so therefore the bracha is al bi'or chametz. If for whatever the reason, a person does not make the bracha when they do bedika tonight, they forget of the light, so the Mishnah Berurah concludes that you can rely on those poskim that you can recite the bracha al bi'or chametz tomorrow morning when you burn the chametz. Many bedika chametz kits come with a candle, a spoon, and a feather. Technically speaking, a flashlight is much better than a candle. Technically speaking, there's absolutely no need for the spoon. The idea of the spoon is because when you burn the chametz, you want to burn it with wood if possible, so we use a wooden spoon. And technically speaking, you don't need a feather, because the bedikas chametz is to check for big pieces of chametz. You might find a gruska yafeh. We don't have to check for perurim. You don't have to check for crumbs. Crumbs are bottled on their own. So technically, there are some who are machmir, but technically speaking, you don't need the feather, you don't need the candle, or it's better to use a flashlight than a candle, and you don't need the spoon either. Nonetheless, they sell these bedikas chametz kits. I have around 200 of them in my office if I don't want. And if you want to make a donation to the shul, you're more than welcome. Thank you for listening.